WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night, College Station police and fire responded to a wreck in the median of the freeway that reduced southbound traffic to one lane between University and Southwest Parkway. And Highway 21 near Curtin was closed in both directions for about 1 hour after the collision of two semis. The wait continues for the results of collecting petition signatures on Election Day by the Research Valley Partnership. A committee of the Economic Development Agency wants a countywide election to collect property taxes to establish a new community college. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski, who is a committee member promoting the new vocational school, says the group met on Tuesday night.
Willing to work with Blinn on locations and facilities and assistance to do so. But again, if they're not wanting to provide it for various reasons, and that's something we can look at. Will that expand to things beyond technical training and vocational training? It could, but not necessarily in competition with Blinn College.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Bayinski cited examples of needing workforce training that is located in the Twin Cities.
Now, when BISD and CISD have to drive to Brenham daily, weekly for that type of skill set and training, then, you know, that's not necessarily convenient for our residents here in Brazos County.
Bayinski also says they're recruiting a business that pays an average salary of $70,000 but is requiring technical assistance and training. The Brazos Central Appraisal District has enough support to move ahead with building new offices.
That's after the College Station School Board approved a resolution for BCAD building on land it's buying from the county located next to the new tax office. CSISD becomes the fourth of five governing bodies supporting the move, the minimum needed by the appraisal district. Bryan City Council considers action next week. College Station School Board at this week's meeting also approved another contract related to the 2013 bond issue. It's the final phase of bond finance renovations of buildings at the central office complex. $5.2 million is the project budget for converting mostly warehouse space into offices and a multipurpose room. It's $600,000 more than originally estimated. Cost increases being paid by savings from other portions of the bond issue. Project's expected to be completed by this fall. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Family and friends are looking for a local man who was last seen Sunday morning. 38-year-old Matt Moore was last seen in the Harvey Road area of College Station. Photos are online at WTAW.com. Anyone with information is asked to call College Station Police. College Station police arrested a Bryan man for selling and possessing $18,000 of illegal drugs. 20-year-old Dimitri Parrish is accused of selling an undercover officer 447 pills containing what's commonly known as Xanax for $1,300. That led to the search of Parrish's home on Oak Hollow Drive near Johnson Elementary School. According to the arrest report, police recovered 1,200 doses of the designer drug N-Bomb, which has a street value of $14,000, along with Xanax, cocaine, and $2,000 cash. Tomorrow morning at 2:42 a.m., you're invited to the Bonfire Remembrance Ceremony at the Bonfire Memorial on Texas A&M's campus. Committee Chair Mackenzie Spike says the ceremony is simple yet beautiful.
The Yell Leaders will read the names of those who lost their lives, and a candle will be lit in each portal for each person that lost their lives.
It has been 17 years since 12 Aggies lost their lives in the bonfire collapse. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Hear that? No? It's not a stampede of cattle. It's a stampede of people who waited way too long to find a doorbuster deal. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, you don't have to wait for the end of the year to take advantage of incredible Black Friday discounts, because we got Black Friday going on all month long. And that means you'll save over $12,000 off a new 2016 Chevy Silverado. That's right, over $12,000 in savings on a brand new Silverado throughout the entire month of November. With nearly 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, and the most competitive internet pricing around, you'll find the Black Friday deal you're looking for, and you won't have to muscle through a crowd to get it. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or online at TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58340, 44545 MSRP, less 3979, dealer discount, 8909 select Chevy bonus tag, plus TTNL with approved credit, not available with other offers, expires 11/30/16.
That chill in the air is back, but here at Malik, we know just what to do to make sure that crisp, frigid air doesn't sneak into your home uninvited. Our heating experts are here for you 24/7, especially during the holidays. Malik technicians provide Texas-sized warmth, like a cozy summer bonfire. No winter day is too much for us to handle. Our team knows what comfortable living is, and we're here to bring it to you. We're Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
WRI Tractors is officially open for business. Your authorized dealer for Massey Ferguson Tractors and Heston Hay Products. WRI Tractors is the largest Massey Ferguson and Coyote tractor dealership in the state of Texas. WRI also has Intimidator UTVs, Spartan and Grasshopper lawnmowers, and features Big Tex trailers. Need outdoor equipment? WRI has it. Check out WRI Tractors, now open for business. 6290 West State Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-822-6800.
Hey, good morning. It's 713. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We got weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cooler weather dropping through the high plains will eventually make some inroads into the state of Texas. It's going to affect our weather for the weekend. Areas of patchy fog this morning, then partly sunny. Temperatures 80 to 85 today. It'll become breezy as the day goes on. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 65 to 70. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms, breezy, temperatures 70 to 75. Clearing and breezy tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Sunny, breezy, and only 65 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has audio from Coach Kevin Sumlin in your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, the A&M volleyball team extended their win streak to 8 last night thanks to their victory over Tennessee. The A&M softball team wrapped up the fall season with the final maroon and white game. And in the NBA, 2 out of 3 Texas teams fell last night. But fortunately, the Spurs secured a win for the Lone Star State. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, got to be an old person to remember this, but there are a few of us still out there. It was 48 years ago today we had the Heidi game.
Right.
You know anything about that?
No.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. Now, back in the day when they played pro football games in a reasonable amount of time, you know, how yes. You pretty much knew they were going to be over at a certain time.
Right.
Then that's kind of the world we were living in back then. So in 1948, 48 years ago in 1968, NBC TV outraged football fans by cutting away from the final minutes of a game between the New York Jets and the Oakland Raiders, back when both those teams were pretty good, to begin the adaptation of Heidi on schedule.
Okay.
What they missed is the Raiders coming from behind to beat the Jets 43-32. And it was forever known as the Heidi game.
The Heidi game.
They just kind of made the decision that we don't need no stinking football.
Right.
We'll just go ahead and play Heidi because nobody knows how that story ends.
Right. And, you know, that's obviously, too, back when not every football game was broadcasted.
Yes, exactly. There was a whole lot less product back then.
Right. People were watching it.
Yep. They made sure good games were on, unlike Thursday nights.
Yes.
When it's usually suckage.
When it's not good games.
So I'd been working for the radio station, I don't know, maybe a year.
Okay.
And so, of course, what they do is they put you on at night so that when you screw up, nobody hears it.
Right.
And I was on WTAW-FM then. We had AM and FM.
Uh-huh.
And AM used to go off the air at sunset. I mean, we were what's called a daytime radio station. They'd call it Rundown at Sundown.
Huh.
When the sun went down, we had to turn the AM station off. So the FM station gave us 24 hours. Oh, wow, how fun. But there wasn't even enough back then going on. Okay, it's about 1968 when that happened. So we would sign off at midnight. So the Dallas Cowboys, we carry in their games. They're playing out on the West Coast against somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the board op. And midnight comes, and I say, well, I'm sorry, I have to sign off the radio station. And I play the national anthem and hit the transmitter.
Done.
Yeah. Well, I got more than a few phone calls. And I said,
uh-huh.
Well, you know, if you want to call back later, I'll be able to. I mean, that's what, again, it was the time. I said, if you want to call back later, I'll stay here till the end of the game.
Oh, wow. I'll let you know.
I'll personally be sure to tell you the score.
Yeah, so I'm like 17 years old. I figured that was the best I could do. And obviously the general manager of the station, not happy with me, going, no, no, we sign off at midnight. We can stay on. I went, okay, well, I'll never do that again. So, yeah, so anyhow, that's the Heidi game, which happened then. Also, if you're an old person, back in 1973, this was the day that Richard Nixon told us he's not a crook.
Oh, yes.
People wanted to know whether their president's a crook. He said, well, I'm not a crook. What you don't know is he was at Disney World when he said that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that makes any difference, but it's just, you know, that's it.
And that's right before the iconic shot of him getting on the plane and putting up the peace signs.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
stuff,
yeah. That
right?
was,
okay.
Yeah, that was later. Yeah, that was later. So, anyhow. Okay, so cold and flu season on the way, right?
Correct.
Going to be here. So here's an interesting question. Can you cut your risk of infections by breathing through your mouth rather than your nose?
Even if I can, I'm not going to make the conscious effort to do so.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just possibly, only if you can figure out a way to travel with your eyes closed as well and wash your hands frequently, too.
Yeah.
Okay? That's just part of the problem. That's just part of the problem. A small but frequently cited 1981 study in the journal Infection and Immunity compared the risks of contracting a respiratory infection by way of transferring it to the nose, eyes, or mouth, and the results suggested that the eyes and the nose are equally sensitive to the infection. So, exactly. While the mouth actually less sensitive. Viruses like colds and flu can take different routes to the next victim. They're spread by sneezes and coughs and, you know, shaking hands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to
mm-hmm.
shake hands now. It's flu season. Well, that doesn't work very well.
Because people think that germs get on your hands, then you eat something or whatever and gets in your mouth. But, you know, maybe you rub your eyes or your nose or something like that. Those,
right.
Those mucous membranes, that'll happen.
Yeah, exactly. So,
that's a scientific term.
Yeah.
Mucous membrane.
Yay. I always like to talk about that while everybody's eating breakfast.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, by the way, we don't have long to live, so get all your stuff done. If you have a Stephen Hawking has set a limit on mankind now.
Oh, nice. I thought we had another. You know, into the world.
Well,
date.
I don't know. We may have some more asteroids coming. We just can't see them yet.
Gotcha.
We'll give y'all as soon as we find out. We'll let you know. We won't let it languish for a
day
or
two. Keep you informed.
So, how long do we have to sort this entire mess out? Stephen Hawking reportedly has decided to put a time limit on our survival. Earlier this week, the celebrated physicist said that he doesn't think we can survive another 1,000 years.
Oh, okay.
So we've got a little bit of time.
Well, we do. It's not like you have to urgently move things up.
Why is the human race dying off in the next 1,000 years?
Well, it's global warming, Chelsea.
Oh,
come on.
Of course. How could I forget?
Yeah. In January, Hawking explained that the next 100 years are the most frightening.
Oh.
There won't, he believes, be any Mars colonies before then. So we can't all go Uh-huh. Okay. Like, is Mars the best thing?
Yeah. That's our only hope.
How do we know there's not, like, a Club Med planet out there that we just haven't found yet?
Right.
Where everything is involved, you know, everything. We'll get there in a minute. Anyway, where everything's all-inclusive, and they have nothing but cruise ships and water slides.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It would be nice, but we just haven't found it yet, mm-hmm. So we'll see. All right, coming up in the next half hour, two things. The word of the year.
Word.
Yeah, the word of the year, we'll do that. And also, the most relaxing song ever.
Hmm. We'll have that. It's raining tacos.
Stop. Chelsea will start singing again. Now it's in your head, right? You can't get it out.
Hello? Yes.
Hey.
Well, you know, on the question of breathing through your mouth or your nose to stay healthy, the Darwin Award winner stayed healthy by foregoing breathing altogether.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. It will happen. So, last year's hot ride, if you will, literally, was the hoverboard. Remember?
Yes. Oh, I remember.
Catching flames.
We had one up here, right?
Yeah, I mean, rode it.
Yeah.
And fell off of it multiple times.
One of the spookiest things was watching Tucker. Tucker's about, I don't know, is he 6'2", something
Something.
Okay. He's a tall fella.
Yeah, had on this thing, looked like a druid, and he was just kind of gliding up and down the hall in the morning here. Yeah. Most of the lights weren't on.
Wearing a snuggie. Yeah.
It was, snuggie.
He'd just hover past your window.
Yeah, it was a little bizarre. But anyway, that was last year's hot ride. So, since that caused a problem, 2017's hot ride could be free skates. Imagine cutting a small skateboard in half and putting one half under each foot.
I've seen this.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Free skates aren't attached to each other or the rider's feet, so you can move your legs. On campus, I saw someone.
Mm-hmm. And I don't understand how it works or how you get going. It's pretty bizarre. It basically just looks like a little platform with one wheel attached to it, and your feet are on the platforms, and you're just, you know.
But you're not attached.
You're not attached, and they're not attached. It's like you said, it's not attached to each other. Huh. So
that's a good way to crack the back of your head is the way I'm thinking.
Yeah. And I'm thinking it's probably one of those things like the hoverboard. Once you get going and you get used to it, maybe I see how it works, but I don't know how you get moving.
Okay. But here's my thought also moving forward on this. God, I hate saying something like that. you know, there are cracks in a sidewalk that you don't necessarily have to worry about when you're walking because you can negotiate those pretty well. But if you're talking wheels rolling on that and you've got like an inch crack in the sidewalk, you know, all of a sudden
they're little wheels. They're not like bike tires,
That happened to me when I was a kid, actually. I used to, I couldn't ride a skateboard. I was terrible at it.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would get down on one knee on it and I would just push myself along.
All right. That's safer.
Yeah, definitely. Except until you hit that crack in the sidewalk and then you just go straight forward, thanks to Newton's law, and scraped my face right on the side of the concrete.
Well, again, it's
5 years old. Terrible.
It's called free skates. I don't know. I mean, there are any number of adrenaline junkies out there who like to do all sorts of things. I don't think you have to be an adrenaline junkie to want to do that. But I don't. So you looked at this, Chelsea. Did you want to do this?
No.
Okay. All right.
Not at all.
Absolutely not.
But you've only seen one so far.
It was just the other day when I was on campus walking around for something.
Well, and that's the other thing now with under ADA regulations. And when you come to an intersection, the sidewalk has these, you know, kind of rough. The last section has
is
kind of rough right there, so that you know, so that people who you may be unsighted know that you're coming to a street. Well, you can't be on free skates doing that, I wouldn't think.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't see the benefit of them, I guess.
Obviously, the health center costs will be going up on universities all over America.
Well, there's new little urgent care things popping up everywhere.
You know, you're right. That's exactly
everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere. So,
I noticed yesterday Century had their grand opening.
Yes.
There's one called Neighbors. Sitting right there. So get your choice for that. And then, of course, because we're College Station, will have bounce back buses soon, too.
Oh, yeah.
This is the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marble Craft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
It's Happy Honda Days at Allen Honda, home of the complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance. We're knocking down prices this November with lease payments for under $200 per month on new Hondas. Get the all-new 2017 Accord Sedan or the 2016 CR-V SUV for $199 per month. Try the sporty 2016 HR-V for $189 per month or the redesigned 2016 Civic Sedan for $179 per month. And last but not least, the 2016 Fit for super low $139 per month. So stop in where you can trust in the blue at Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We've got weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Going to be another warm one today. Kind of warm and windy, though. Look for winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. We'll have a high of 81 tonight, down to 65. Tomorrow's when the change comes. 50-50 chance of showers or thunderstorms starting out of the south. Gradually, the winds will shift around to the north in the afternoon. And tomorrow night, we're looking at a low of 44 with north winds at 10 to 15. Then on Saturday, nice sunny, 62. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, 38 will be our low temperature. We'll be in the mid-60s again on Sunday. Starts to warm back up around 70 as we get to Monday. But maybe a little rain and then cooler temperatures. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 6. We've got 62 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinsky at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Monday, 40 millennials held a sit-in at the Capitol Hill office of Senator Chuck Schumer, the incoming Senate Minority Leader. Now, these protesters call themselves All of Us 2016, and they targeted Schumer because he's a Wall Street Democrat, and they blame Wall Street Democrats for Donald Trump's election. Their leader, Waleed Shaheed, told reporters they would meet Schumer or get arrested. Waleed said the Democrats failed to protect the people from Donald Trump. So, quote, it's time for us to launch a democratic revolution and take over this party, close quote. They demanded Schumer resign his position in favor of Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. Now, as they recorded each other with their smartphones, the group chanted, Chuck Schumer, grow a spine, your job is on the line. A large banner read, Wall Street Democrats failed us. Soon, Capitol Police arrived. Apparently, the cops did not get the memo that young liberals protesting the election of Trump are supposed to be coddled. They weren't treated with kid gloves like snowflake college protesters are. They weren't taken to a safe space and given Play-Doh or coloring books to ease their anxieties. They weren't given therapists. You know what? They were kicked out. Those who resisted, 17 of them, were arrested. Minority Leader Schumer may not have an anti-Wall Street spine, but he does have a two-word chant for people occupying his office.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30 at 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night, College Station police and fire responded to a wreck in the median of the freeway that reduced southbound traffic to one lane between University and Southwest Parkway. And Highway 21 near Curtin was closed in both directions for about 1 hour after the collision of two semis. One committee, Brian Mayer Jason Byinski, plans to continue participating after he leaves office next week, is the group looking to possibly start a new community college in Brazos County.
We're working right now with a company that's got 60, 70 employees paying about $70,000 each for some type of technical training, but they won't come here unless we provide that type of assistance and training.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Byinski says the Research Valley Partnership's Talent Initiative Committee is not a competitor to Blinn College.
I think it's an avenue to work and partner with Blinn. If it's something that they can't provide or do not want to provide, then it's something that we can look at providing.
Byinski says a new college could expand beyond technical and vocational training, but not necessarily in competition with Blinn. Meantime, the committee from the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency has not disclosed how many petition signatures they collected on Election Day. Around 11,000 have to be certified to take the request for an election to the Brazos County Commission and the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. Another project from the College Station School District's bond issue from 3 years ago will start in the near future.
The school board's approved a $5.2 million project budget to create offices and meeting space out of a warehouse at the district's administrative center. That will include a multi-purpose room as large as what the district has at its transportation center, which, among other things, will be the board's new meeting room. The cost is $600,000 over the original budget. The difference will be paid from savings from other portions of the bond issue. Construction of the second phase of repurposing buildings is supposed to be finished by next fall. The first phase, turning what was originally the district's transportation center and later the purchasing office into the district's computer center, is almost finished. In other business, the board voted to support the Brazos Central Appraisal District's purchase of county-owned land next to the tax office for construction of a new building. That gives BCAD the minimum approval of four of its governing jurisdictions to proceed. CSISD administrators also supported the appraisal district, which has been promoting equity in getting its own building compared to its current lease and an increase in operational costs once the move is made. The Bryan City Council is supposed to consider the proposal next week. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station Police is involved in the search for a local man who family and friends say was last seen last Sunday morning. Photos of 38-year-old Matt Moore are online at WTAW.com. Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD. An undercover College Station police officer who bought 447 pills containing what's known as Xanax led to a search of the seller's home near Johnson Elementary. That resulted in the arrest of 20-year-old Dimitri Parrish on multiple charges. According to the arrest report, Parrish sold the pills in a parking lot at 29th and Briarcrest for $1,300. At Parrish's home on Oak Hollow Drive, police found 1,200 doses of the designer drug Enbom, which has a street value of $14,000, along with another $1,800 of Xanax, $800 of cocaine, and $2,000 cash. the first component of a residential retail commercial development on land owned by Texas A&M is open. A Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting took place yesterday at Century Square, which is managed by the Oldham Goodwin Group.
First true mixed-use development in Bryan-College Station. So our focus there is to get tenants to complement that and work, and we're very excited about that engagement.
Comments from President Casey Oldham earlier this month before the ribbon cutting at the 100 Park apartment homes. Century Square is located at University and Texas on the former site of A&M's married student housing. Tomorrow marks 17 years since the Texas A&M bonfire collapsed. At 2:42 a.m., a bonfire remembrance ceremony will be held at the memorial on campus to honor the 12 Aggies who lost their lives.
The most amazing part of the ceremony is that since it was so long ago, many of the students that attend today have absolutely no personal connection with those who were lost in bonfire, or have no connection to even a bonfire itself, since it doesn't happen at A&M anymore.
Committee Chair Mackenzie Spike says the entire community is invited to Friday morning ceremony. More information can be found at traditions.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 62 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, Jen, a lot of people know you guys for your estate properties and for your high-end properties and things like that. Those aren't the only types of properties you guys work with, right?
Oh, no. I mean, we work in all price ranges.
Yeah.
So, and we offer the same marketing and advertising for our any property, whether it's, you know, $100,000 or it's $500,000 or, you know, our estate properties.
The entire gamut of pricing properties is what you work with.
The only difference is going to be Texas Monthly. That's the only place where you'll only see estate properties. But every other property you will see, that you'll see everywhere. They get all of the same attention. And we love our clients that are our $100,000 clients as much as we love our clients that are $1 million clients.
That's awesome. So if you're looking to buy or sell your higher-end property or your lower-end property, as far as price range goes, get in touch with the experts over there at Zweiker & Associates. Look them up online, zarealestate.com.
Wow your customers, associates, and clients with personalized and custom holiday cards and envelopes from Copy Corner. From choosing what you'd like the front of your card to look like with your company logo or picture of your staff, to picking what you'd like the holiday greeting to say inside, to completing it all with personalized signatures and envelopes, Copy Corner makes planning your office holiday cards easy and impressive. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-2679.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cooler the weather dropping through the high plains will eventually make some inroads into the state of Texas. It's going to affect our weather for the weekend. Areas of patchy fog this morning, then partly sunny. Temperatures 80 to 85 today. It'll become breezy as the day goes on. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 65 to 70. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms, breezy, temperatures 70 to 75.
clearing and breezy tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Sunny, breezy, and only 65 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor spoke to Coach Kevin Sumlin and wide receiver Christian Kirk in your Aggie football report. We'll take a look at that. Meanwhile, in A&M volleyball, the squad secured their eighth consecutive victory last night. In A&M softball, White took the Maroon and White series with their win yesterday to wrap up softball's fall season. And in the NFL, with the Houston Texans facing the Raiders in Mexico City on Monday, the team officials don't believe the city's safe for the team. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. 7:40. Let's head to Washington, D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How about that Aggie volleyball team? They're doing great.
Yeah, they really are. Went to Tennessee and won last night. That's they've got a good season going on. You win some, you lose some. You were in a fight to get a position on the Republican Conference Committee as vice chair. You did not win that. We're sorry to hear that. But now, like anything else, we need to analyze those. What do you think the reason is that somebody else won that spot?
Well, there are a couple of key factors. Number one is there is Texans. We have the biggest delegation in the House. And the second thing is we have eight chairmanships, including mine as the Republican Study Committee chair. And I think there is some Texas jealousy that sort of translates into an anti-Texas bias. And that's, at the end of the day, I think that was the primary thing that cost me some support, is just the fact that I was from Texas. And then the second thing is the person that ultimately won the race had started working the race before the election. I elected to not bother people while they were running to win the general election, and that probably turned out to be a tactical error on my part. I will say this, in terms of the things that happen in life, this is way down on my list of disappointments. So, I mean, you still get to be a member of Congress from the greatest delegation, the Texas delegation, and also serve on a great committee where I can make a difference at home. So yeah. I'm still really happy with the outcome.
Do you anticipate any other House assignments or any changes as far as the assignments that you have on committees?
Yes, there is. In terms of my subcommittee assignments, there's another powerful subcommittee of the Energy and Commerce Committee that I'm hoping to be appointed to. We should know the results of that within about 3 weeks.
Okay. Now, I know that there are a lot of things that – well, first, what was the Hull talk? I mean – you know, finally, these are members of Congress getting back together, seeing each other face-to-face, even though you've been communicating, that now you will have the House, you will have the Senate, you will have the White House. So what was the tenor of the House and the corridors of the legislative branch yesterday?
Well, I have to say we were pretty jubilant. I don't think anybody expected us to hold the numbers that we held in the House or to hold the Senate. And then, of course, the whole White House election, that was just a – it didn't look good for us there either, but for us to pull out all three in such a big fashion was something that caused a lot of jubilation in the halls and also forced us to reconsider the direction we're going to move on a lot of things. I think most people had sort of said, hey, it's going to be tough to get the Senate. We'll probably hold the House. It's going to be tough to get the White House. And so we had sort of planned our lame duck session activities based on having to either deal with Harry Reid or Barack Obama during the lame duck, and or to move into next year and deal with Chuck Schumer or Secretary Clinton as president. But all that changed, and so now we've recalibrated our plans during the lame duck. And I think what we'll do is we'll have a fairly light touch in terms of things we do. We need to fund the government, which is only funded December 9th. What I have proposed to our leadership is that we just do a short-term continuing resolution, leave everything like it is today through February the 28th. That gives the Trump team a chance to get their arms around where they'd like to see the budget go. And then we can do we can fund the rest of the year from March 1st through September 30th with the Trump team having some input into what they get. There are a couple of tactics dinners we need to look at. Other than that, I expect not a lot of big legislative activity.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C. Back in 2010, Congress did away with earmarks. That's funding for pet projects. Now I hear it may be rearing its head again. Talk to us about that a little bit.
No, we killed that yesterday. There was an ill-fated attempt to try to bring back earmarks, albeit on a reform basis. Let me say this. If you look at Article 1, Section 9, Clause 7 of the Constitution, it says that Congress owns the appropriation process, that no money shall be spent from the U.S. Treasury unless it's done pursuant to an appropriation from Congress. Now, the problem with the earmark ban is it said that you're basically taking Congress out of the equation. So what we would do is, under the earmark ban that has been part of what I've been with ever since I've been in Congress, is you give the money to the federal agencies and then they allocate the money. Well, the problem with that is that the Obama administration was giving the money to the blue states and jamming the red states. So what we need to do is find a way to fully take over the appropriations process again. And that means you've got to do something, but it can't be the old earmark structure that used to be flawed. Well, here's the problem from yesterday. People recognize this issue that we've got to bring back congressional control of the appropriations process, but the amendments they proposed were not well thought out. One had to say that the way the Army Corps of Engineers money would be allocated is by Congress, but that's done sort of district specific, project specific, and under the definition of earmark today, that's an earmark. Mm-hmm. And so that makes it easy for let's say a hard right conservative group to say, hey, well, you're back to earmarking again. And I can understand why they would say that. But the worst attempt to bring them back was the next amendment we had to consider, amendment to the rules, and that was to bring back earmarks with some reforms and a little bit more transparency and to tighten up how they could be used. I appreciate the attempt of the authors to try to do it, but the really, really dumb thing they did is they used the word earmark six times in the rules amendment.
Okay.
So, I mean, so there it looks like you're clearly bringing back earmarks. And I thought, well, that, and I got up and spoke against it. And I said, look, we just had a drain the swamp election. Why in the world would we bring back an amendment that uses the word earmark? That's prima facie evidence that we didn't get it.
Right.
And the authors of both those amendments saw the writing on the wall and they withdrew the amendments. And Speaker Ryan got up and said, look, we do need to recover our appropriations power under Article 1, but we've got to do it on a reform basis. So we've set up a process over the first quarter of next year to come up with a way to do this, but without an earmarking process.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Finally, transition has to happen on a lot of levels. What has this new administration done as far as reaching out to members of the House?
We've got Chris Collins from New York as our congressional liaison to the Trump transition team, and we have several members of the House that are part of the executive committee of the transition team. So we've got a heavy part to play in it. Mike Pence, actually, in 15 minutes, is going to be at our Thursday morning planning conference, and so we'll get a chance to share with him directly what we're thinking, and he'll tell us what the incoming Trump administration is thinking. So we're working really closely together. By the way, you know, the New York Times is still trying to, and a lot of the mainstream media is trashing Trump on how disorganized this process looks. If you go back and look at the clock in 2008, it took Obama a long time to appoint anybody to any key cabinet positions. If anything, I think Trump is actually on a quicker timetable than Obama was. And I think Trump is rightly has made some good changes by having Pence come in and take over, remove the Chris Christie element because they've got some odor to them because of Bridgegate,
mm-hmm.
and then also removing all the lobbyists from the process. And so, if anything, I think the process is a lot cleaner than what we saw with Obama. Obama had all the environmentalists coming in, for instance, and they had a key part to play in how the policy was moving forward, who the appointees were.
Well, I think that is a message that America sent, that they do want it to be done differently, and so we hope that'll happen. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. It's on Wednesdays. We appreciate you being able to switch over to Thursday for us today. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time again this morning.
Great talking to you, Scott. I'd ask all our listeners to be sure and remember the bonfire tragedy tomorrow morning at 2:31.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Brenham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own four-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Are you too busy to have a good marriage? Well, apparently a lot of couples are. You'll hear a husband say, "My job has me under so much pressure, I can't give extra time to my marriage right now." The wife is busy too. She may have a full-time job, and if there are children in the home, that's an incredible responsibility juggling work and home for both of them. It all sounds good on the surface, but husbands and wives who are driven like this find themselves racing in different directions, often unaware of how they've drifted from one another. And it may be that they're using their busyness as an excuse for why they can't address differences and pull their relationship back together. Consider this. What will it cost them to devote their energy to everything except their marriage? He or she may become successful in business or rise to the top of their company, but if they neglect the marriage along the way, they may end up all alone. Likewise, investing in the lives of children is also an incredibly important thing to do. But in a few years, when the children are going to be out on their own, what then? It's far better to invest in your marriage now, so when you reach your career goals or your children are grown and off on their own, you'll have a thriving relationship to enjoy with your spouse the rest of your life. Hard work and achievement is admirable, but so is proper balance in life. Do something now while you still can. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits.
For information, text the word degree to 35517.
Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University.
To learn more about ASU online degrees, text degree to 35517. Again, that's degree to 35517.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. It's 7:53. The Aggies take on UTSA on Kyle Field on Saturday, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Well, the new college football playoff rankings came out a couple of days ago, and Texas A&M has dropped 17 spots to number 25. Now, following a 6-0 start, the Aggies have now dropped 3 of their last 4. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked what the team's mood's been like over this tough stretch.
Nobody's happy. It's a little bit of more anger than frustration. So from that standpoint, as a coach in this situation, that can be a good thing. I thought that in critical situations in the last couple weeks, we were a different team. We probably were a little bit tight. Instead of being the freewheeling guys running around doing the things that they need to do, and we did not make the plays the last 2 weeks at the end of the game that we made earlier in the year.
Coach also added that he spoke with the team's leadership council about what they can do to turn this thing around. One of the members of that group was sophomore wide receiver Christian Kirk, who says there's still plenty to play for.
There's still big opportunities for us and, you know, a lot of things that we can still accomplish as a team, especially, you know, if we finish out the year strong, you know, that leads into next year. And that's the main goal, is wanting to finish the season on a good note and, you know, like I said, transition into next year. A lot of motivation and a lot of, you know, hard work that we have to do. So, you know, I think that's one of the main things that, you know, we are playing for right now.
Christian and the guys will look to turn things around at home this Saturday as they welcome UTSA to town. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In A&M volleyball, the squad used a school SEC record 19 blocks to defeat Tennessee last night at Thompson Bowling Arena. The Aggs return to the road for a crucial showdown at number 23 Kentucky on Sunday. The match against the Wildcats starts at 12:30 p.m. In A&M softball, the team concluded its fall season yesterday at the Aggie Softball Complex as the white team defeated Maroon 2-1 and took the annual Maroon and White Series 4-1. Coming up tonight, Texas A&M women's basketball hosts former conference foe Texas Tech at 7 p.m. as the Aggies look to improve their record to 2-0 for the 11th time in 12 seasons. Tip-off tonight again is at 7 p.m., pregame's at 6:45, and you can catch the action with Tom Turbyville and Brett Dark on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NBA, all three Lone Star teams were in action last night. In Sacramento,
Tony Parker works the dribble, gets a screen from Aldridge. Now to the right wing, and it's Leonard, open for three over Cousins. Yes, why not?
Pau Gasol added 24 points and 9 rebounds to lead the San Antonio Spurs to a 110-105 victory over the Sacramento Kings. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma City,
corner right Westbrook blasting to the bucket, lays it up. No, he doesn't either. He dunks on Capella. He rose. He threw down a mug shot on Capella.
Russell Westbrook scored 30 points, including a vicious left-handed hammer dunk over Clint Capella in the closing second to help the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Houston Rockets 105-103 last night. And in Boston,
Jarebko or Marcus Smart. Going to whip it back to the far side of the floor for an open Isaiah 3. That's good.
Isaiah Thomas scored 22 of his 30 points in the fourth quarter in the Boston Celtics' 90-83 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Thomas scored 20 of Boston's final 24 points to help the Celtics beat back a late Mavericks surge. In the NFL tonight for Thursday Night Football, the 4-5 New Orleans Saints take on the 3-6 Carolina Panthers. That game begins at 7:25, pregame's at 7, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, Houston Texans players are being advised by the team not to leave the hotel and not to order room service during their trip to Mexico City for Monday night's game against the Oakland Raiders. That's according to a memo distributed by the team and acquired by the Associated Press. Team members were told to leave expensive jewelry at home and not to bring large sums of money and not to use ATMs. That can't be a good sign. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you embarrassed because you have toenail fungus? Doctors in your area are conducting the STEP clinical research study evaluating the investigational use of a new device to see if it improves toenail fungus. If you are interested in a different method to oral, topical, or laser treatments which may be ineffective, take a step and learn more. Call 800-754-9717 or visit takeastepstudy.com. The longer you have the fungal infection, the longer it can take to remedy, and the more widespread or painful the infection can become. If you have at least one big toenail that is affected by toenail fungus, the STEP Clinical Research Study may be for you. Again, the STEP Clinical Research Study is evaluating the investigational use of a new device to see if it improves toenail fungus. Take a step in a new direction and learn more. Call 800-754-9717 or visit takeastepstudy.com. That's 800-754-9717 or visit takeastepstudy.com.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about a minute till. So, we had promised you the most relaxing songs.
Finally.
The most relaxing songs of all time. Number one is Weightless by Marconi Union.
Marconi Union.
Do you know that one?
I do not.
Okay, well, let me see. I think I've got a sample of that I can play. For. Okay. Only group I knew was Coldplay. They've got one song in there. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. A matter of fact, the first four were instrumentals. I'm going, could I have some singing here? Could I please have some singing?
Like spa music.
Yeah, exactly. So that's Strawberry Swing by Coldplay.
Okay.
Well, number four was Enya. Well, everything from Enya makes you go to sleep,
yeah.
Right?
Sorry, I was so relaxed.
Anyway, sounds to me like these are songs you probably shouldn't play when you're driving.
Yeah.
But there you are. It's weightless. And the most overused word we haven't gotten to yet, we will. We'll get to it in just a little while. Marconi Union is called an ambient band.
Ambient?
Okay, now, so
I didn't know that was a classification.